6 months after a young Christian girl was kidnapped by Muslim terrorists in Nigeria. We didn't even know if she was still alive, but now we've got an update. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, we're talking about how God is moving in Africa and how you can be praying for what's happening there. We'll also invite you to find your place in the story. And we'll start by reminding you that today marks 200 days, or 6.5 months, since the Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram kidnapped Leah Sharabu.
Before this point, we haven't heard if she was alive or what her situation was after the rest of her schoolmates were released.
Bethany Collins with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Boko Haram recently released a 35-second recording from Leah. Leah's parents confirm it is her voice on the tape.
Leah gives a couple sentences asking the government and the world to advocate for her release.
And she was kidnapped back in February with a group of schoolgirls, but the other girls have since been released. The reason Boko Haram held on to Leah? She refused to turn her back on Christ. Would you pray with us and VOM Canada for her release?
So we do pray for her release, but we also pray for her resolve and her faith while she's in captivity, that she'll be able to share her faith with her captors, that her captors will look at her and say, what is it about Jesus that makes this worth it?
You can also join VOM Canada's prayer campaign on social media. Just use the hashtag #FreeLeah.
We are asking our followers to pray for 200 hours, and the 200 hours represents the 200 days that Leah's been held captive.
Next, a Barna study last month asked people why they're reluctant to discuss their faith. They got several responses, but some of the top answers were that religious conversations always seem to create tension, or I don't like how religion's been politicized, or even I don't know enough to talk about spiritual topics. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries equips Christians to share Jesus with others. Ron Hutchcraft says our hindrances can be boiled down to one word. Fear.
One thing I've noticed about all my fears of not talking to people about Jesus, they're all about me. When will I have a greater fear than any fears about me? If I have all these fears about me trying to tell them about Jesus, how about the fear of what will happen to them if I don't? That's a much greater fear. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's a disregard of it. So I think there are very winsome ways to tell about Jesus. If it's warm, if it's transparent, if it's personal, if it's about a relationship, not a religion, and if it's done within the context of a relationship where you have demonstrated your love and caring for that person, I think you can be a part of helping change somebody's eternity.
And in South Sudan, Wycliffe Bible translators recently celebrated their 1,000th New Testament translation. Though it took more than 30 years of work, Wycliffe has helped to bring the written New Testament to the Kelico people group. Wycliffe's Russ Hirschman says,
for the Kelico, that's their first translation, and it's just as important to them because they now have the Bible in their language. So whether it's one or 1,000, this was a big deal.
The church has been among the Kelico for decades, but Hirschman says they run into scripture translation problems. Many of the people have been displaced by the unrest in South Sudan, which has slowed the overall process.
The civil unrest that's been going on in South Sudan meant that the dedication actually had to happen in northern Uganda. But people came from everywhere for it. They walked from refugee camps in northern Uganda. They walked from the Democratic Republic of Congo. An entire choir with their instruments came walking from the Democratic Republic of Congo just to be together at that time and to praise God, to worship Him, and to celebrate.
A peace deal was recently signed in South Sudan. Pray that it'll hold and that the peace of Christ remains permanent. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.